Welcome to the Space Show, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Does the government have any policy on the use of remote sensing data here in Australia?
Policy in a sense that there is an organisation that's now been ratified by government called the Australian Space Council. And the Australian Space Council is administered by the Department of Industry, Technology and Commerce. Yes, well, the government's actually involved in many ways and has been for quite a number of years. Perhaps if we go back to 1979, when the receiving station for satellite imagery was built in Australia, the government department then formed a committee called ALCORS, the Australian Liaison Committee for Sensing by Satellites, which oversaw how satellites were going to be used. Just recently, in 1985, there was a report by a very eminent person, Sir Russell Madigan, on what Australia needed for a space policy, and he wrote a very well-received paper on a national space policy, and that caused an organisation called the Australian Space Board to be formed, and also the Australian Space Office, which is part of DITAC, the Department of Industry, Technology and Commerce. That's just recently been strengthened into an Australian Space Council, and the Australian Space Council handles all space matters. That's not only remote sensing, but telecommunications and satellite launches and all this sort of thing. But they have they've been charged with developing policy for remote sensing, and we ourselves have been involved as consultants in writing policy for the Australian Space Board, and in terms of where Australia should be going, what it should be doing in developing a space industry, if you like, particularly a remote sensing industry.
And what sort of recommendations are being made for where we should go?
Well, at the moment there are three consultancies which the Space Council is a fairly recent development, and they, to start off with, they've identified three areas that we require. They've identified the need for a national Earth observation data network, and so this is a telecommunications network to move information from where it's gathered to the people who use it, and perhaps process it on the way. They've also looked at the need for the development of particular products, value-added products, how to massage the data, if you like, to make it usable. They've also are looking at the educational requirements that are needed, not only the academic ones, you know, sort of training the technologists, but the kind of user awareness that's needed to make people familiar with the technology and how to use it. Because most of the people who are ultimate users really have no real knowledge of remote sensing and space activities, but they are still beneficiaries, if you like, of the technology.
Your local council engineer.
Yeah, that's right, and so forth. So basically we've got to get down to really straightforward, basic user awareness that this is there, it's a tool, it's something they can use, there's help in how to use it. So these are the three areas that the Space Council is looking at the moment: the delivery method, the Earth Observation Data Network, the method of turning raw data into products that people can use, and the third thing is how to educate them into how to use it, and that it's valuable to them, and how they can put it into effect.
And the government's quite committed then. Has the government taken on this policy?
Well, this at the moment, the government's, I guess, shown its commitment in terms of setting up and giving a budget to the Space Council. The Space Council is now looking at the mechanisms that need to be put into the place, so the government is funding that. And I guess one has yet to see how those action is taken on those, but certainly we're all hopeful that now we'll get some movement.
So the mood is quite optimistic now, as against the pessimism that used to be around a few years ago.
Yeah, well, the problem that we saw in the early days was that we were always lagging behind. We were always for instance, as an example, Landsat went up, as you know, in 1972. It took us from till 1979 to get a station to receive it. By the time we got that, new satellites were planned, and again, when they flew in 1982, it took us another 4 or 5 years to actually be able to receive them. At least the government's becoming a little proactive now and looking at how it can position itself in the market, because it's now not only a major public benefit in global systems like sort of measuring the greenhouse effect and looking at the global environment and so forth, but it's also an industry, and Australia has a lot of potential to take part in that industry, but it's got to have a lot of government support to make it happen, and the government now begins to look like it's going to give it. It hasn't in the past.
Okay then, well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Michael.
It's a great pleasure, Andrew. It's nice talking to you.